Arrests in the UK bombing.
The bomber, they first said, acted alone. Now, they're not so sure.
Tributes to the victims.
Love, in the end, is always stronger than hate.
President Trump sees Pope Francis.
Their meeting lasted about half an hour.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Scott Pelley in Manchester, England, with the CBS World News Roundup. There have been new arrests here as British police step up the investigation into the concert suicide bombing that killed 22 people. The sweep comes as the government has raised its terror alert to the highest level, critical, amid fears of another attack. Correspondent Mark Phillips is with me here in Manchester.
The police raids in the area around the home of the suspect have led to increasing suspicions that the Manchester bomber may not have been a lone wolf. Salman Abidi, whose picture now appears in British newspapers, had been considered a minor figure on the fringes of Islamic militant movements, but not a dangerous one. He was born and bred in Manchester to a family that had left Libya in the 90s, but he had traveled back there lately, and security officials suspect may well have traveled to Syria and may have been more directly connected to the so-called Islamic State than they thought.
CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti has more on the outpouring of support.
Last night, as the scale of this tragedy continued to take shape, thousands gathered together at a vigil to remember those lost and to stand defiant against an attack on innocence. Many of the victims who did not make it out were teenage girls, the youngest victim just 8 years old.
I don't think it's really sunk in. Shocked. It's very close to home. But I've come here today to show my support because Manchester stands together and we stand strong and nothing's going to stop that.
CBS's Vicky Barker is here in Manchester.
Her mother's anguished plea for news went viral on both sides of the Atlantic. But now Olivia Campbell's family has had their worst fears confirmed. The 15-year-old from Greater Manchester was one of the 22 killed in Monday's bomb attack.
Monday night's performer here in Manchester was the pop singer Ariana Grande. She returned home to Florida, and promoters are deciding what to do about the rest of her European tour. Steve?
Well, Scott, CBS News national security contributor Michael Morrell says the increased threat from ISIS in Europe is very real, part of a strategy shift.
ISIS is saying to its followers around the world, don't come to Iraq and Syria anymore. Conduct attacks for us where you live. And then second is 7,000 people from Western Europe went to fight in Iraq and Syria. 2,000 have come home already. Some have died on the battlefield. But as they get squeezed more and more in Mosul and Raqqa, more and more are going to come home, and that actually raises the threat level.
At New York's Yankee Stadium, there was a tribute to the Manchester bombing victims. God Save the Queen rang out before last night's game against Kansas City. Now to the Vatican, where President Trump visited with Pope Francis for a few hours today. CBS's Stephen Portnoy says there was no sign of the differences they've had over immigration and climate change.
President Trump beamed standing alongside the Pope. Their meeting lasted about half an hour. Mr. Trump sat across Francis's desk in a private study. The president presented Francis with a case of books written by Martin Luther King. The Pope gave the president books on family, the gospel, and caring for the environment. Another gift was emblazoned with an olive branch, a symbol of peace.
We can use peace.
As they parted, the president said he wouldn't forget what Francis told him in private. In his native Spanish, the Pope wished him buena suerte. Good luck. From here, Mr. Trump travels to Brussels for meetings tomorrow with NATO allies on Afghanistan and the fight against ISIS. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, with the president in Rome.
In the Russia investigation, a Senate panel may consider a contempt of Congress charge against Michael Flynn if he refuses to cooperate. The former National Security Advisor has indicated he won't testify. Intelligence Committee Chairman Richard Burr says two of Flynn's businesses are being subpoenaed.
We would like to hear from General Flynn. We'd like to see his documents. We'd like him to tell his story because he publicly said, I've got a story to tell.
Yesterday, former CIA Director John Brennan said he warned Russia last summer against interfering in the fall election. New Jersey's Newark Airport was closed for a few hours last night after an engine caught fire on a United flight that was due to leave for San Francisco. Five passengers suffered minor injuries in the evacuation. In the southeast, there's scattered flooding from a storm system that swept from the Gulf Coast on up to Virginia. In Autryville, North Carolina, a tornado did some damage and left one person hurt. Danielle Hall lives there.
I had branches, the construction barrels rolling in front of me. There was all kind of debris swirling and hitting my car.
The bodies of four climbers were found today on Mount Everest, raising the death toll for this climbing season to 10. In a typical year, six people die trying to scale the world's tallest peak. The judge overseeing jury selection in the Bill Cosby sex assault case has rejected accusations of race bias from Cosby's defense team. 11 jurors have been picked so far. One is black. Prosecutors blocked two black women from the panel. Defense attorney Brian McMonigle.
The people of Pittsburgh have been remarkable in the efforts that they've made to try and make this happen. We're going to continue to try and get a fair and impartial jury, and we look forward to trial.
One more juror and alternates will be selected today. A new health report that's looked at dozens of studies around the world finds just one glass of wine, beer, or other alcohol a day is linked to an increased risk of breast cancer. CBS's Dr. John LaPook says the analysis found a 5% boost for women before menopause, 9% for older women.
The author specifically said to me, it's not like exercising counteracts the effect of drinking. There are two separate variables. So she said, you know, it's not like you can have four drinks and then go out and jog and think you've broken even. The message really is everything in moderation.
More than 80 U.S. athletes have returned the medals they won at the Rio Games because they're rusting or showing signs of other damage. They will get replacements. The big retailer Target is paying the price for a massive data breach a few years ago. Here's CBS's Jim Taylor.
It is an $18.5 million settlement. Target payback for a massive data breach just before Christmas 2013, exposing contact information for more than 60 million customers. Settlement requires Target to maintain appropriate encryption policies and take other security steps. This agreement involves 47 states and the District of Columbia, the largest multi-state data breach settlement to date. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
The NFL, sometimes mocked as the No Fun League, is relaxing its rules on end zone celebrations after touchdowns. Commissioner Roger Goodell says both fans and players have been asking for it. Last season, 26 players were penalized for excessive celebrating. And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday. For Scott Pelley in Manchester, England, I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.